All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Underhood Show presented by Mel Hamilton Ford. My name is Phil Nightingale. I'm the general manager, and Josh Prophet, our service director. Morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Who's that other guy hanging out on the other end of this
who
camera?
Is this other guy?
Got a face shield. Oh, no, he's got that bill on his
got
head.
A hat on there.
Got his hat that on there. Anyway, it's Nick Ballman from our parts department. Nick, thanks for hanging out with us. We've got some exciting stuff to talk about here shortly.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
And so let's get these. And everybody, we're now live on Facebook Live like we've always been. We're also on YouTube Live, and we'll have these videos up later down the road as we progress through this transition into the podcast world. But anyway, it's still a call-in show, a new number to call, and I'll get it up on the screen here for you. 316-462-3673. It's the same package as it's always been, and just got to call that new number. It's our main store line, and they'll ask you if you're calling in about the radio show. And then they'll patch you in through our cell phone, and we'll get you up live on the deal. But it's the same package, but we've got a lot of exciting things to talk about this morning. First of all, we have some Chili Bowl tickets to give away. We're going to have some trivia. We've got some tickets here for, there's six tickets, so we're going to give away three pairs of tickets. So be ready for the trivia questions to come up and call into the show, and the first person to answer the correct trivia question will win those tickets to the Chili Bowl. Next up, we're going to have Nick is going to talk to us about a new shock package we have here at Mel Hamilton Ford Racing. We're super excited with our partners at Allgaier Racing with Justin Allgaier and Mike Allgaier. We'll talk about that. But the other exciting thing is we're going to be doing the show live next Saturday, right, Josh?
We are.
At the Chili Bowl. We're supposed to be our third year to do it live at the Chili Bowl, and Justin Allgaier is going to join us again, along with Brian Holbert, the track announcer. Of course, he'll only be on for a few minutes because he's got to get the show kicked off and everything else at Chili Bowl. So it'll be exciting to watch next weekend when we'll be live from Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Chili Bowl from that part. But as always, Josh, what's for each and every caller, anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, whatever it might be, you get a great price package. And what's in that package?
So like you said, call in the show, ask us automotive, and we'll mail it out to you, but it's going to consist of the works, which is an oil change and tire rotation. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products here at Mel Hamilton Ford. While we're performing that, we're also going to complete a multi-point inspection on your vehicle, just making sure that it's geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. You'll also receive $10 to Mel's Diner, so you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're here with us at the Big Corner, as well as complete nitrogen for your tires, so you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer, as well as I said the $10 to Mel's Diner already.
Did you get that in there?
Yeah, right?
How much is it worth?
$130, and then depending upon how you value that multi-point inspection. And then the last thing is a BG products package, which is consists of a can of MOA or motor oil additive for your engine oil, and then a can of CF5 for your fuel system. Again, just getting the vehicle geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving.
All right, 316-462-3673. It's up on the screen there. I'm going to take it down here in a minute, but that's the number you need to call. It's a new number. The girls at the reception desk will get your name and address for the great price package given out. And got a few comments over here. James Taylor, good morning, James. And also James Furman, as always. James is a loyal listener of ours. So, James, thanks for watching. James keeps track of the trivia questions coming up. Hope you can get some tickets to the Chili Bowl. Sorry you didn't get on the regular drawing, but we had that random drawing. And sorry, buddy, but to hang tight, hopefully you can get in here. Had a lot of people call me and ask me about how to get these last tickets. And so we'll have a trivia question coming up shortly from that part. So 316-462-3673. And we'll get you on online and see if we can get that happening. So I don't know. Do you think we need to kick this off with a trivia question to start off with?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm excited to hear what these trivia questions are.
Well, you know how these trivia questions come up, right? Off the cuff.
Oh, okay. I get you.
So, see, you
is this,
you
so got, since are they racing questions, or are they just questions about whatever? Like
it could be racing.
Okay.
It could be something about Mel Hamilton Ford. You know, it could be, you know, just about anything.
So it's so spontaneous.
I got you.
Some of us don't even know.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about that one?
But let's do it. I'm ready. I'm ready to hear what.
All right. So the first trivia question for tickets here, let's get these tickets out here. We're going to give away. I've got two tickets for Wednesday's races, and I got four tickets for
Thursday.
So let's give away two for Wednesday.
So you're going to do two, two, and two.
Yes. Two, okay. Two, and two. is what we're going to do. So let's see here. Got a guy calling in here, and he just forgot that I'm on the radio show. But that's okay. We'll get that to that here in a minute. So first trivia question. I've got the first one, if you really want to. Ready for it?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right. 316-462-3673 is the first caller that can call in here and tell me what year did Mel Hamilton Ford, or what I should say, what year did Mel Hamilton become a Ford dealer? Okay, and I'm not going to tell you, it's not 2001 when they moved out here to the Big Corner. It's what year did Mel become a Ford dealer here in Wichita, Kansas? Get your phones out. Google it up. It's out there. Yeah, I can tell you that already, too. Nick, so, do you know what the year is?
I do.
Okay.
And
you're not supposed to say the answer.
I'm not going to say the answer, but I'm going to give everybody a hint.
Uh-oh.
It was the year before I was born.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure I'd give that one out, Nick. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, all right, 316-462-3673. Hey, let's get the phones ringing. Who can tell us to win two tickets to Wednesday's Chili Bowl? What year did Mel Hamilton become a Ford dealer? So I know the answer. Yeah. So let me get some answer some texts here, too.
You know, on top of that, today we were going to talk about shocks. Got some,
let's talk
exciting,
about some
exciting news for shocks while we're waiting on that caller. And then don't forget, you know, if you got anything automotive want to talk about, call in. We'll talk about that. Even if you're if you're wanting to find out what's going on with your vehicle and how things operate or new products or whatever, give us a call.
All right. So anyway, let's talk about our new shock package for 2021 at Mel Hamilton Ford. We've got shocks.
These are for your race car.
Yeah, I guess we should put that. MH Ford Racing.
We do plenty of shocks for your street car. If you need shocks for your street car, whether it's OEM or aftermarket or performance stuff, we got all that covered. But this is for your race car, that particularly your race car that goes in a circle.
Okay. So dirt track.
Okay. We can do pavement stuff too. If you're a pavement racer, we can do pavement stuff too. But
so anyway, this is a kind of a package deal we did with Allgaier Shocks. It's not just the shock package. We got a whole bunch of things we're doing with them. Of course, we're great partners with those guys. With they're our Hoosier dealer matching up to us to the east of us.
Yep, they are Hoosier Tire Midwest.
Midwest, and they have a territory. And of course, Mike Allgaier had our territory way back a few years back before us here, and it started in Mays, Kansas.
Four generations ago, we'll say.
Something like that, right? Yeah. So anyway, Mike and his whole team and Craig and all those guys have been great partners to us, helping us with the Hoosier thing. And of course, we partner on some races, different things when we border the Kansas border and the Missouri border and that kind of thing. But they've been great help, great partnerships. And they've got a phenomenal shock package. We've got a shock for about every dirt track car there is out there. And they come with some great dyno sheets. And the best part about it is they're on the cutting edge of everything. If you can think about Justin Allgaier's in the NASCAR series, driving Xfinity cars, he's going to be driving that again, the Brandt car. Again, we're going to have him on live next week, so get ready for questions to ask Justin next week. Nick, these are some, I don't want to say, on the cutting edge shocks, I would say.
Yeah, they are definitely on the cutting edge. This is something that I'm really, really excited about for a number of reasons. I mean, the partnership with Allgaier, like you mentioned, I mean, there's a lot of great shock companies out there. I got a lot of good friends in the shock business. But one of the things that I'm most excited about is the quality of this product. And this brand, and you can look
at
my hat. My hat is a hint here. But this is a Fox Oval Track Dirt Racing shock right here. This is kind of the King Daddy shock right here, with the base valve and the bulb and the Schrader valve in it and everything like that. But
You IMCA guys, we've got those non-Schrader valve shocks too.
We do. You can order these shocks right off of mhfordracing.com. They'll be live on there later today for you to start purchasing. You'll have the option to select whether you want to purchase this shock with the Schrader valve or the IMCA legal plug. We have shock packages for your dirt modified or your street stock / stock car starting at $999. And that is for a cutting edge, like you said, high quality. This is probably one of the nicest racing shocks on the market as far as quality and durability and performance. So $999, that's the entry-level price. That'll get you four shocks, non-base valve, gas-charged, either with or without the Schrader valve. This is the non-base valve version here. And the cool thing about the Fox brand is you can walk all over this dealership and see the Fox brand.
Oh, yeah.
Can't you?
Yeah, certainly.
So this is a brand that we have sold for a long time for performance trucks and performance vehicles. And now we're getting to branch into our MH Ford Racing with our Circle Track stuff with the Fox brand. And it's really exciting.
It is exciting. I'm excited to see these things on the track. And just so you know, too, that those shocks will be on the 3J car and a couple other cars, hint, 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 out there in the dirt track world. So I'm very excited to put them on the 3J car and a couple other cars we also know about that we're going to take care of and have them on their cars, too, so you can kind of see how they operate and what they do. But just excited for that situation. With these shocks, when we sell those shocks to you, they come with their dyno sheet from Allgaier. And anytime you want to bring that shock back, we'll put them on our dyno and check them for you to make sure they're okay from that part. So whenever you're ready to go. And Nick, what do you got in your hand there now?
So this is an aluminum threaded body shock. And this would be for a Crate Late model. This is an adjustable shock. So the Crate Late model and the Limited Late model racing is something that has gotten really popular around here. And so we also have some shock packages. Whoa, about dropped it there on your expensive board.
There. That wouldn't have been good.
Wouldn't have been good. But we also have these available for you late model guys as well.
Okay. So anyway, I'm going to interrupt here just a minute. A couple of people are making comments on the social media. You got to call in the show to win the tickets, guys. And I'm going to tell you one answer that's up on the board is correct. One of them is wrong. And Scott Stiles, I know I need to smile a little more. I appreciate it, buddy. Hey, I hope everything's okay with your wife. Prayers for you there, buddy. So I hope everything's good with Shannon and stuff there too. So prayers for you too, Scott. So thanks very much for, and I'll try to smile a little more, buddy. So anyway, 316-462-3673. Got a call on the show. And like I said, the catch was, one of the answers up on the board is correct. One of them is wrong. So let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. And it's a two tickets to the Chili Bowl on Wednesday. And all you do is drive down there.
Nobody knows what year I was born.
Well, you know,
are you disappointed in that?
No.
Oh, okay. You kind of sound disappointed. No,
I'm not disappointed.
Yeah.
95. Somebody said 95.
I know.
Huh.
I'm the youngest person at this table, but not by far.
Okay. If you
not by far. Yeah,
not by far.
Well, not by far.
Not by far.
So as far as
I think you're a little bit older than me, but I don't think you're a lot older than me.
Talking back to Fox shocks, how many different options or configurations can they come up with?
There's a lot. So for the so let's talk about modifieds, A mods and B mods. We have we're stocking four different shock packages for A mods and B mods. Okay. Our introductory package is four non-base valve shocks that runs $999.
Okay, not to interrupt. Let's go to the phones.
Well, let's go.
Well, okay, so
let's get the phones. We got Jim going to get live here. Let's see if he's got the correct answer. Two, what year did Mel Hamilton become a Ford dealer to win two tickets to the Chili Bowl? Remember, we got four more tickets to give, two more pairs to give away. 316-462-3673. Let's see if we got Jim live yet.
Getting
right close.
Yeah, getting
while we're waiting on that, Scott Stiles also talks about Bristol. And Scott, you know, when we did the Bristol show back in about 11 years ago, we took this show live to Bristol, and it was kind of the same format, but we still did it through the radio station, that sort of thing too, from that part. And yeah, Bristol's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to get there. Bristol's a favorite track of mine. Oh, I should say it's the favorite track of NASCAR that I've been to. So love to go to Bristol. Can't wait to get there on the dirt track and go have some fun and see what we can do out there. From that part, do we got Jim yet?
No, Jim's not through yet. Oh, here he comes.
Here we go.
Jim, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. The answer to your question, I think, is 1977.
Incorrect.
Oh,
dang!
Look,
was
you want to give it a
close?
Well, no, it's in the 80s. No. How about that? Okay, I'll give you another guess.
Okay. 1981.
Still not correct, man. Sorry. Sorry,
man,
Jim.
I've been a wish list for okay. so long, and okay. I thought for sure. Because I remember they were up on North Broadway.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
So just hang tight, see if you can get another trivia question coming up. We've got two more trivia questions coming, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thanks, buddy. All right, we've got another caller coming up here, so let's get the ex caller through, and let's see if we can get the correct answer.
He was he was trying.
He was
so
trying
hard.
Got to feel sorry for Jim. Jim, just keep listening for the rest of the trivia questions. See what you can happen from that part. So here comes. We're getting James to come up here through the deal.
James coming up next here, so we'll get James. James sent through the queue, but here we go. James, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey guys,
how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm gonna take a guess at the trivia. If you haven't got a winner yet,
we don't have it yet. We've had a couple guesses, but they're not correct.
Okay. I'm gonna say 95.
No, that's not it. That's not. I'll give you one more guess. We gave Jim another guess too. You're too
high.
Too high.
Too high? Okay. Yep. So I'm going to say 90.
Still too high. Still too high.
Damn. Okay.
So anyway, thanks for trying, James. Keep listening. I know you want some tickets, buddy, so try to keep watching the other couple of trivia questions. We got to get somebody to correct year from that part. So
we narrowed it down, though.
Yeah, we have. So we're from between 81 and
say 90.
What do you say? 91?
91.
Yeah. So between 81 and 91.
You got a decade there to figure out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Thanks, James. Keep trying, buddy. Keep listening to that. We've got two more trivia questions coming up down the road. Of course, we'll see if we get another caller here. 316-462-3673 to get the great prize package for two tickets to
the Chili Bowl on
to the Chili Bowl. Sorry. Looking at more questions and stuff coming up here, too. And I got people guessing the answer on chat, but we got to have the phone call. 316-462-3673. And a couple of you have guessed out there. A couple of you are wrong. A couple of you are right. So just get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. We'll get you online. You can get the guess and win two tickets. We're going to have two more trivia questions coming up later from that part. Anyway, back to... Nick, cut you off in the middle of that shot because I was excited to give these tickets away.
Yeah, I know.
9-0-0.
So basically, for every type of car, whether it's your modified or stock car, your late model, for like the modifieds, we have a silver package, a gold package, a silver package, a bronze, a gold, and an elite. And it's a combination of different types of shocks, 4-shock package, 6-shock package. For your stock cars, I think we have a bronze, silver, and a gold. And the late models, they're kind of more custom to kind of your chassis manufacturer specs or whatever. So,
well, we're going to go back to the phones here. We've got another caller on here. We've got Mark on the line. Mark will be with us here in just a second. So we'll get back to the shock deal, but we got to give some tickets away. We've got a couple of callers that have called in, narrowed it down to a decade.
A decade.
So we're from 81 to 91. From that side. So
got calls coming in right and left now. So hope we got somebody coming through here.
We've got Mark is up next. We'll get Mark up on the line here in just a minute here. From that side of it. But definitely got some excitement on some Chili Bowl tickets and giving them away for sure. So,
and if you've never been to the Chili Bowl, you're a race fan, you have to go at least.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, this is going to be my, what did we figure out, Josh, fourth year?
I think it was fourth or fifth. I don't remember which.
Bigger race fan I am, I haven't been more than that too. I didn't know what, I'd heard about it, but didn't think anything about it. Well, once you go, you're hooked. It's unbelievable. It's better than a NASCAR race, I'm telling you. It's so much fun. I don't know how this year is going to be with the lesser crowd and stuff. from that part. But I'm telling you, the Chili Bowl is a blast.
And that's always been the biggest thing about it, is just the crowd. That, you know, that's the toughest thing, is just there's always so many people. So, you know, this may be the year to go.
It might be. You're exactly right.
From that side.
Yeah.
Okay, how are we doing on the callers, Josh?
We're getting ready to, like I said, I think get Mark patched through here and get him up and going. I'm not sure if they didn't see my text here or what, but we'll get Mark on here, and looks like we got a couple others after Mark here, so we'll get Mark on and see if we can't give these tickets away.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, sounds like Mark is with us. Mark, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Well, this is Doug.
Oh, Doug, I'm sorry. Okay, Doug, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
I was just checking to see if you had a winner for your trivia.
We do not yet. So what year did Mel Hamilton Ford become a dealer?
I'm going to go with 84.
Ding, 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 ding. There's our winner.
Awesome job.
Congratulations.
There. Yep, yep. Doug, congratulations on that. You won the two tickets to Wednesday's Chili Bowl.
Doug, so. Have you been to the Chili Bowl before?
I have about 3 or 4 years ago, and boy, okay. It's crowded, but it's a great event.
It is super cool. You're going to have a blast.
It is going to be a lot of fun. All right. Thanks for the win. We've got some more callers here, but I don't know if they're still guessing for the trivia or whatever, but let's get the phones through here.
Okay.
We got left here.
Yeah. Doug, well, the girls got your information on that, and we'll get a hold of you after the show and let you know, how to get these tickets or collect the tickets and go from there. But congratulations on that. Have a great time at the Chili Bowl. Okay.
Great. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Okay, who we got next here? I'm
sure. So next online is going to be Delbert, and we'll get Delbert through patched through here in just a minute.
Need to ask another question.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, in case Delbert's, you got one of them ready.
Oh, another question.
Yeah, another question for Delbert.
Oh, I got all kinds of questions.
Oh, okay. You got questions. They got answers.
I know. It's kind of. I mean, yeah. Got to give everybody a chance to get it. That's the question. The other thing too. Yeah. So do we still have callers holding?
Yeah, we've got Delbert is on the line, and he'll be through here in just a second.
Did we miss?
After that, we got
must have missed Mark.
Yeah, I think Mark, we lost Mark. So, okay. Delbert, you with us?
I'm muting you so I can hear you. There you go.
There you go.
Yes, I'm here.
You're on live with Under the Hood.
I knew the answer, but I couldn't get in time.
Just couldn't get there quick enough, so right?
Keep listening for the next question, Delbert. Maybe you can get in a little quicker and stuff for the next question we have coming up, okay?
Oh, that's no worries. I just wanted to see if we could talk about tires for cars.
Let's do it.
I'm getting new tires for my Escape, and the Continentals that came on it, they're 17s. They're pretty noisy.
Okay.
They've lasted 50,000 miles, though, so, I mean, they're good tires, but they're just noisy. Yeah, what kind of tires can we talk about that would be a little less noisy but still get you some good tread wear?
You know, Delbert, that's the best thing about buying tires from us is we got, what is it, Josh, 17?
Yeah, there's 17 different manufacturers that you know, are on Ford's buying program, and so we get the buying power of Ford Motor Company on those manufacturers. If there's, I mean, it's options and options and options. You bring up a size and we'll easily have, you know,
a half a dozen.
Yeah, easily have up to a couple hundred tire options for a vehicle. And then if there's not something there you like, I mean, we can always go outside of the program and continue to find other products as well. But that's one thing about tires that when somebody comes in, I feel so confident that we're able to offer them exactly what they need. Not only, you know, how long you're going to own the vehicle, how many miles you drive a year, you know, what kind of conditions you drive in as far as, you know, is it all highway driving? Is it dirt roads? Is it, you know, in town from that side of things? And then, you know, how soon again do you want to end up replacing the tires? Yeah, some people are more concerned about ride and how smooth it is, and other people want something a little more aggressive and have something off-road capabilities. And so just options and options of tires, and it's really it's like the multi-point inspection. There's really no blanketed maintenance interval for these vehicles. It's all about matching what the consumer needs are and getting you the best bang for your buck. on that side of it too. So would love to help you with some tires. And we stock a lot of them and have them right here and ready to go on your vehicle. And then, you know, not to mention on that, we're not going to be undersold. We've got a low price tire guarantee. You get 5% back on your Ford Pass rewards. From that side of it, you know, you get free tire rotations for the duration of the life of the tire, from that side of it. So
now is the tire rotation thing through Ford or is it through you guys?
It's through us. Yeah, it's through us. So
I live in Oklahoma City, so that could be a
gotcha. Yeah.
A little bit of a challenge. I get
not
it.
Not so good thing, but
who knows? Every 5,000 miles, you make a trip up here to Wichita. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I come up there once in a great while, but not as often as probably 5,000 miles as much as I drive the car for Uber and Lyft. So
gotcha.
And this is not a promotion. Let me clarify that. Sorry. We're on live.
I hear you. It's okay, Delbert. All right, Delbert, keep listening. Maybe we can get you some tickets here after a couple more questions we got coming up. Okay.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Thanks. We'll listen.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We got one caller still holding and,
we'll get him sent through here.
Yeah,
I think. So we've got one caller holding, and then we added another one to it here just now. So we need to maybe come up with.
I think we just got one caller holding, Josh. It's just Dave.
Come up with another question, maybe.
Well, let's see if we can get Dave on here.
Oh, gotcha. See what Dave has going on. We'll get Dave dialed up here and go from there. And
all right, 316-462-3673. Anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries. I know we're giving away these Chili Bowl tickets too, but if you still have a question about your car, we'll take that question and win that great price package by over $130. Nick, we're going to get back to you on some more of the shock situations too, and more shocks that we got going on with the Algar shock package and the Fox shocks that we're going to be offering here at Milholm and Ford for all your dirt track racers from that part.
Yeah, so you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question. I missed the trivia, even though I knew it, but I paid someone to put knock sensors on my pickup. It's a 2004 Chevy Silverado, and they put them on, and the check engine light went off, but that was a month ago. But the light keep on coming back on, and it says reduced power. I shut the truck off, then cut the truck back on, and then it goes off. But it's been doing it a lot.
And so it's the check engine light will just go on and come off, you said?
Yeah.
What kind of vehicle were we working on?
It's a 2004 Chevy Silverado.
Yeah.
Z71.
And so on those knock sensors, there's a pretty common for the electrical connector because of where those sit. They sit actually under the intake, and they're kind of susceptible to just water where the connectors are. And so I would wonder if maybe there's something going on with those. You know, for calling into the show, we're going to add a diagnostic onto your package as well, and we'll take a look at that at no charge to you and just figure out exactly what's going on. But I'm wondering if you don't have something going on there.
Okay, I appreciate that. I mean, I replaced the wires, too.
Oh, did you?
The guy told me to get, both knock sensors and the wiring. Mm-hmm. So, and I was actually there when he did it.
And you replaced, you said both of them and both wires or both pigtails?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. So from there, I mean, it could be a matter of a connector somewhere else along the way or in the wiring somewhere else or the module, meaning the PCM itself, reading incorrectly, but we'll throw that diagnostic onto your package. And like I said, take a look at that at no charge to you and figure out exactly what's going on with it and get it fixed up for you. Okay.
Okay. I sure appreciate it, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling on the show, Jamie. And we'll get that package out to you. Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Got a couple more callers. Hauler. We look like we're ready to go here.
We'll get him going there, and then let's get so it looks like we got Dave up next.
Dave's next, yeah. So, hey, a couple people asked the phone number. I put it up on the screen. 316-462-3673 is the number. from that part. So if you have any questions there from that part too.
We've got Dave Dawkins. You don't know that guy, do you?
Oh, Dave Dawkins.
Is this Dave Dawkins from the Kansas International Dragway?
He's headed through now or coming through now. Yep, there we go. We got hello, welcome to the Underhood Show. You're on live with Phil.
Hey, how you doing, Phil? It's Dave Dawkins.
Dave, how are you, buddy?
Hey, buddy. I'm just going to say, the last trivia question answered, we're going to throw in a set of tickets to No Prep Mayhem.
Really? All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No Prep Mayhem last weekend in April. And you guys got a great show. And if you guys can hear me out there, all you people that are buying your parts, hey, make sure you get on by and stop by. These guys will help you out. Bought a lot of parts for my race cars there, and they'll treat you right. And that's all I got to say. I don't want to answer the one about when they started the dealership, because that's the year I graduated high school.
Yeah, we finally got the right answer. We had a couple guesses up on both sides of the coin, but we finally got a guy to answer. 1984, when Mel became a Ford dealer. So,
well, thanks, there's a Dave. Woman that works out there graduated that year too.
Is there?
Hey, on behalf of Sandlin Iron Metal and Kansas International Dragway, guys, great job. Thanks for all that you do.
Now, thanks for the great partnership, and it's going to be an exciting year for 2021. I can promise you that, right?
You better believe it, sir. You better believe it.
All right, Dave. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You guys too. Be good.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, let's get the next caller coming up, and
we got another caller on the line. We got Jim on the line next. He'll be coming up with us next, and then we've got maybe one more caller after that if they'll hang on with us. But Jim, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question more directed towards Scott Stiles. I grew up in the 81 Speedway since 1967 before sprint cars were sprint cars that were super modified. And my question to him is Tony Stewart going to bring his series back again this year?
What was your question?
Is Tony Stewart bringing his sprint car series back again to 81 this year?
The All-Star Circuit of Champions?
Yeah, I don't know if that's on the schedule.
They don't have a Thunder Through the Plains tour scheduled yet, but there is a possibility that that may happen. So that all kind of came about last year because, you know, the All-Star Circuit of Champions primarily runs in the eastern United States, and a lot of the COVID restrictions and stuff out there were a lot heavier than they were in this part of the country. So those guys could race. They came up with the Thunder Through the Plane series, which is something they used to do years ago, but haven't done it in several years. And they came here. They went to a few tracks in Oklahoma, and I think they went three places in Texas, all in about a 7 or 10 day span. So we'll see what happens. That was really cool. I hope they do come back and do it. So
that was a lot of fun. I love those races.
That was a great show put on. Lots of fans came out and reminded back when the old World of Outlaws used to come through here in the late 80s.
Yep,
exactly. All right. Okay. Well, thanks for the question.
Jim, thanks for the question.
And,
okay. What's your next trivia question?
What's coming up? keep an eye out. It's coming up here shortly, okay?
All right.
Thanks, buddy. All right, is got any more callers, Josh?
Yeah, we do. We've got one more on the line. We'll get Daniel Patch through here and see what's going on with Daniel and how we can help him out. So,
okay, well, is Daniel coming through?
Yeah, we got.
Okay, while we're waiting on Daniel to come through, real quick, we're not going to take any breaks this weekend because we're talking about different deals to do on the commercial breaks. And so, real quick, we need to thank Big Corner Creative for all your advertising needs. Hey, if you got a company needs some help with a web page. Race car wraps, vehicle wraps, whatever it might be. As the guys at Big Corner Creative say, just Google us. BG Products, all the great preventative maintenance products we use right inside here at Mill Home and Ford. And Josh is ready for a call.
Yeah, we are. We've got Daniel with us. Daniel, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead. Daniel, you there, buddy? I think we lost Daniel. So, Daniel, if you can hear us, if you'd give us a call back, 316-462-3673. Sorry about that. I think we lost you on connection there. So, give us a call back. But, talking about Fox shocks, and then also got some tickets for the Chili Bowl to be given away here as well. So, Daniel, sorry we lost you there. But again, if you want to give us a call back, 316-462-3673 is the number to jump on the air here with us.
So back on the All-Star Circuit of Champions, James Furman made a good point on the comment section that they do have a date at Humboldt Speedway.
Oh, yeah?
So that's cool. So that's only a few hours away. So
yep.
I forgot about that.
Okay, so we're sure we got all the callers through and everything, Josh. Yep. We kind of got a little rash of callers going there trying to win those trivia tickets and stuff too. So anyway, and the last sponsor I didn't get a chance to thank was, of course, GoToRent right inside here at Milhelm Ford. If you're looking for a rental car, 12 or 15 passenger van, give Stan a call right inside here at Milhelm Ford. So again, Big Corner Creative, BG Products, and GoToRent are three major sponsors of the show. And if you're looking for a way to do some more advertising stuff, we'd love to talk to you about it, being sponsors of the show as we go now live on podcast and all over the place now, where we're going to be so many more places than we were before from that part. So three.
You get a chance to thank is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Daniel, you're on live with us. Go ahead.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. Who's this?
This is Josh. You're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
You're looking for the mechanic? Are you looking for the mechanic? Yeah. I'm right here, buddy.
Yeah, mechanic. This is an update on my truck.
What is? Let's hear it.
Well, I went to eBay and finally found an OBD code reader.
Uh-oh.
And it gives me the error code of 44. 44 is the low oxygen sensor, lean exhaust. So I do a visual inspection because there's only one upflow or oxygen sensor. And lo and behold, at the very end, driver's side exhaust manifold, I got a missing bolt. So I replace all the bolts, the gaskets, you know. And then remember last year, guys, I told you about my heater not working?
Yeah, sure do.
Well, put this in your little 3x5 card index.
We got it. We're writing it down right now.
I'm watching you. You ain't writing nothing down.
We put everything in our phones these days.
I see the frown on your face there, Phil.
Hey, how do you like this? Now you can see us instead of just listening to us. How about that?
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
I replaced the HVAC electronic gizmo gadget on the dash, nothing. And I could hear the dampener door open and close and nothing. Well, I also told you I was losing radiator fluid.
Yep.
Well, the gasket on the thermostat cover was leaking, so the heat of the engine would evaporate the water. Well, you know what the CTS is, right?
Yep.
Cooling temperature sensor,
yep,
according to the schematics, is wired directly into the ECM, into the heater core. So I literally got everything back in line. My last project is to figure out what my clunking noise is when I put the engage the four-wheel drive on the floorboard. Would I put it in 2H, 2L, 4H, or 4L? Clunk, clunk, clunk.
How's that again?
Clunk, clunk, clunk. You know, like a universal joint going out.
And it's only when you engage it?
Only when I engage it.
Well,
yeah, that was so the U-joints themselves is going to be what I was wondering, if there wasn't something going on with that front drive shaft. The other side of that could be the CV shaft itself as well, too, going out to the axles.
Yeah, but wouldn't the CV joint do it constantly instead of just engaging the four-wheel drive?
Could, but if it's not under any load, it's going to be a lot less likely to be making any type of noise.
Well, one hot shot mechanic told me it's in the transfer case, and that's a nightmare to get to on this old 88 truck.
Yeah, I mean, there could be something going on inside of there, too, as far as, you know, there's a chain inside of there that is, again, it's a lot of those components are spinning, even in two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, but it's when you're applying the load to them is when you're hearing that audible noise. Okay. And so there could be a chain inside of that as well inside the transfer case. But man, the first place, just because of component wear and stuff like that, I'd be checking over the drive shaft and the front U joints, and then also the CV axles, just because of the high rate of failure in those components.
So I jack it up, we'll put jack stands under the front differential, engage the four-wheel drive, and then get underneath there safely, of course. And I should be able to determine where my clunk is clunking from.
So the only thing with that is if it is like a CV axle or something like that, if you're not lifting that vehicle from the A-arms, the lower A-arms, then your CV axles are going to be at different angles than they would be if the vehicle was just sitting on the ground from that side. And then in addition to that, if you don't have the load of the tires on the ground trying to roll the vehicle, you know, you may not be able to replicate it. It's sure worth a try. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But if it doesn't happen, it's just because it's not under enough load.
No, what you said makes perfect sense, because the weight of the vehicle is also an applied load, you know, the little law of physics thing. So if I jack it up and take the weight off the wheels, that CV joint don't have a
downward load
versus a forward thrusting load, which is, you know, forward momentum. Okay. But anyway, see, last year about this time I replaced the thermostat and got suckered into buying this gasket sealer that looks like shoe polish. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I went back to the old school Permatex non-hardening 2B, and that's when I discovered, you'll love this, Phil.
I can't wait.
There's a ground wire from this cooling temperature sensor wiring loom that goes to the bolt, you know, holding down the thermostat cover, right?
Yep.
Well, like an idiot, I got in a hurry and I didn't hook that back up.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, Josh, quit laughing. Yeah, it's funny, Josh.
No.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's funny. Come on, you gotta have some humor in life. Gotta have some humor in life, Daniel.
Anyway, I thought I'd call in. I called the other number, and the guy at the radio said, well, they lost him. You ain't there no more.
No.
So I get on Facebook. Well, there you are.
There we are. Can't hide from us. We can't hide from you, can we, Daniel?
And then you put up the number, by the way. Thank you for that, because I'm going to add that to my phone book.
Yeah, there, get it go in there for us, okay?
Hey, thank you. I just want to give you an update on this nightmare I've been involved with. So I'm a Ford man, but I've got a Chevrolet, so I got to deal with it. You know what I mean?
I get it. Got to deal with it. I'm with you 100%.
Right, bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
Have a good one.
9.
All right, 316-462-3673, and it's time for another trivia question. I've got a couple. I don't know if you guys want to throw something in there or whatever, Nick.
Gosh, if I threw out a question, it'd be so easy, you'd get it in the first try.
Really?
I'm not that creative.
Huh.
You got another one, do you?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You got one?
Let's hear it. Let's hear yours.
Oh, you're going to let me do it.
Yep, again. I'm going to let you do it again.
Okay, everybody, get your phones ringing. I'm putting the number back up on the screen. Now, we're going to give away two tickets. Well, what day is this one?
Thursday.
Thursday Chili Bowl. Two tickets to Thursday's Chili Bowl down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And you can... If you want to answer it on the chat, you can, but I need you to answer it on phone call. We need a phone call to get in there to tell us what this question is going to be. So, are you ready?
I think I'm ready. Let's do this.
I'm nervous.
It's because you're afraid you don't know the answer. You don't have to answer it. You know that, right?
No, okay. I don't have to answer it.
You might know the answer.
I'm just kidding.
I think I need to make it a little easier for this. Kidding. That first one took a little bit too hard.
It took a little while. It longer than I expected.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, I mean, I think you ask that question every trivia thing you ever do, don't you?
No. Okay, two tickets to Chili Bowl.
For Thursday.
I'm trying to decide which question I want to give out. But let's get the phones ringing. Let's get that phone number back up on the screen for everybody. Everybody got your phone? They're probably already dialing because they don't even want to get these tickets. I get it. It's fun to go to.
We
and
do.
It's already, we yep. got Jim back on the
get
phone.
Get your Googlers warmed up.
Get your Google on your phone warmed up. So here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
We're going to take the Mustang or the F-150.
Okay.
And they have a 5.0 liter motor. What cubic inch is 5.0 in the Ford version of the 5.0? Not Chevrolet now, Ford. What is the cubic inch of the Ford V8 in the Mustang or the F-150? 316-462-3673. Let's go to the phones. Who's the first caller? See if he gets it.
Yeah, so the very first caller we got on the line is Jim. So we're getting Jim patched through here. We'll see what see if he knows the cubic inch of the 5 liter. So we've got Jim, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey, Jim, dial your phone back a little bit, buddy.
Jim, you with us?
Yes.
Do you know the question? Do you know the answer to the question for some Chili Bowl tickets?
Well, I'm going to take a guess. I got a Shelby with a 4.6 in it, so I'm going to get, and I know what the cubic inch on it is on that. I'm going to say the cubic inch on the 5.0 is a 292.
No, false. What's the cubic inch on your 4.6? That's not the trivia question. It's 289, isn't it? I thought the 4.6 was 289.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
So it's the 5.0 Ford. All right, Jim.
What's that?
Get your Google phone out. Try to call back. We got a couple of the callers to get on the line and see if they can win those tickets. So see if you can.
Okay.
We got another call. We got one more trivia question, Jim. You might get it there too. So let's go back to the phones. And let's see. Everybody must have thought that was it. Okay, giving away two trivia tickets. I mean, two Chili Bowl tickets for the trivia question. What is the cubic inch of the 5 liter Ford that's in the F-150 or the Mustang? And we had a guess. What did he guess?
290
something. 292. Yeah. That is not correct. He's too low, if that helps anybody. 316-462-3673. That's the number dialed to win two tickets to the Chili Bowl for Thursday.
Yep.
So let's see if we can get another caller up here. And 316-462-3673. And it's what's the cubic inch of the 5.0 in the Mustang or the F-150? And someone's answering it online. You got to call in. We can't take the answers on the chat. We've got to take it on the call in. 316-462-3673. And I need a phone call. I'm getting texts. I'm getting messages. That doesn't work. You got to call in. 316-462-3673. What's the cubic inch of the 5.0 in the Mustang and the F-150?
Got to go old school.
So, all right. We got Delbert back on the phone, Josh.
Delbert is back.
Let's get Delbert patched through.
We'll get him sent this way.
Let's see if Delbert can answer the question.
And then again, go ahead and repeat that one more time. What is the
cubic inch of the 5.0 liter in the Mustang in the F-150?
So, and we've got Delbert on the line. We're getting him patched through. I think Delbert's got it.
Well, we're going to find out here in a minute.
You think so? Okay. Delbert, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Well, this was an easy one.
I try to make it a little easier, Delbert.
Okay. What do you got?
I'm going to get technical, though.
Oh.
302.1.
All right, Delbert, you got two tickets, buddy.
Congratulations.
Cool, that's awesome.
You made it happen. So was that a Google machine answer or?
It was. I'll admit, I did it for 302, but I Googled it to verify it. 3.1. I thought, okay, I'll get technical today.
Just want to make.
I love the old guy that was on earlier. He was funny.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, we've go back. We've
him quite a bit.
Yeah, we've got history with Daniel. Always enjoy talking to Daniel. It's fun.
It is. It's a great time. Very light. He keeps the show alive. And keeps us on our toes. That's for sure.
So,
oh, you bet.
All right, Delbert. Congratulations. We'll get these tickets out to you, buddy. Okay.
Will do.
Thanks. Delbert. All right, we got another caller. I don't know if Jim's back. If we need to get Jim back on the phone, I bet he's probably get the trivia question too.
I don't know if you're wanting to go ahead and come up with another trivia question.
No, nope. I got to give everybody a fair chance. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Got to get everybody a fair chance. Okay, Jim and Daniel are gone. Okay, they left because
they
realized
they no
the questions. Okay, Nick, let's keep talking. We got about another 11 minutes or so on the show. We kind of cut you off on the shocks.
Yep.
So, again, for everybody tuning in now, we have a new shock package available for the dirt track through Algar Shocks. They're a Fox shock, and excited for this next year to help racers get their suspensions in better shape and better stuff for that situation, and great packages. And so, Nick, let's start. I think we got to kind of get them an overview because we've got a lot of other listeners and everything here watching. I shouldn't say listeners and watchers, should say.
So I guess if you missed it earlier, we've introduced this new line of Fox Oval Track Racing shocks by Allgaier Racing. We have four-corner shock packages starting at $9.99 for your stock car or your modified. We've got several different steps up from there, but really takes the guesswork out of your racing shock program. You know, there's so many options out there and so many different things you can do and so many people to ask, but this is probably about the best quality piece on the market right now. It's got proven reliability, a proven track record. Combined with our Swift springs that we carry, it's really going to be a pretty fail safe way to get a competitive edge on the competition.
You know, you can have all the horsepower you want, but if you can't hook it up, it's not going to do any good.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because you know, the race car these days, at the end of the day, all boils down to the shocks that you put on it, you know, and that's so much of the game anymore. And you know, it's so difficult for the Saturday night racer to know exactly what to do because there's just so many options out there. So this is going to help you take the guesswork out of it. We're going to be able to sell you a good quality product. We're going to be able to do light service here in-house. We can send it off to get more major service done, get it turned around in a timely fashion to get you back on the track the next weekend. And we're here to help you. If you want more information, you'll be able to check it out at mhfordracing.com here later today.
Okay, so, and I will tell you, just as I said in an earlier show, yes, those shocks will be on the 3J car and a couple other of our sponsored race cars, hint, 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 from that part. So we worked really close with Allgaier and setting up these shock packages and stuff to give everybody a better shock that's available out there to you. So come by MH Ford Racing and check out the Fox shocks. We've got some shocks on display where we can actually pull out the packages and show you all the shocks together in the same package we have for those shocks. So, anyway, we're coming up about 8 minutes left in the show, but that's what I love about this podcast. We can go as long as we want. Last week, we went 11 minutes over because we had callers coming in. So
just making sure that we're taking care of all the callers, asking all the callers questions and everything like that. So
now then, we need another trivia question. We do. Got two more tickets to give away. Mm-hmm. Are you guys coming up with one? You're going to make me do it again.
I guess I've got one, but it would be really easy. Like probably can't make it too easy. First caller that called in. I mean, I don't. To me, it would be easy. You know, I don't know from that side of things, but
okay.
Yeah, I don't. I think it would be pretty simple to guess from that side.
I'm getting the number back up on the phone on the screen. 316-462-3673. It's our main dealership line. Call in. The girls will get your name and number, then they'll patch you through. And okay, Josh.
You go ahead on something really easy?
Make it a little more difficult. Huh? Not simple easy.
Okay, so...
I mean, Nick thought my first question was pretty easy.
All right, then, so the Ford F-150 is the best-selling truck for Ford.
Yep.
What is the best-selling vehicle for Mel Hamilton Ford? On the Ford product of what Ford has to offer.
Okay, let's let her rip. I know the answer. You know the answer?
Yeah.
Okay. 316-462-3673. Numbers up on the screen. What is the best-selling Ford model for Mel Hamilton Ford? So let's get her going. 316-462-3673.
And apparently it's not the Ford F-150. I thought it was the Ford F-150.
Well, so let's see what the answers come in. Two tickets to the Chili Bowl to answer. What is the best-selling model for Ford at Mel Hamilton Ford? Josh, you getting a question there, Josh?
No, just another text from that side.
I'm getting all kinds of those, too.
Yeah, goes from there. So we talked about the Fox Shocks, the Chili Bowl this next week. It's going to be a great time. Get the last set of tickets we got available there. So, very excited to get down there. I think it's going to be a great show next week for sure. Definitely join us for that. Justin is – we've had him on the show a couple of different times, and it's always exciting to have him on there. He's so energized or enthused about racing for sure.
Okay. Got a caller for two tickets. And James, I hope you got the right answer, because I know you want some tickets to go, and it's coming up. And it's two tickets to Thursday's Chili Bowl in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And let's get James on the phone here real shortly, and let's see if he wins the two tickets from that part.
We've got James coming through the phone line, so we'll get him. We'll get him patched through here pretty quick, and see if he knows the answer.
So anyway, we haven't taken many calls today about diagnosing anybody's car. Of course, Daniel, we got him all fixed up and diagnosed.
Yeah, Daniel, and then we had the knock sensors on the Chevrolet as well. So,
it's been a fun show here this morning.
James, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey, has anybody beat me to the answer?
Not yet, buddy.
Okay, I'm going to say the Fusion.
Josh?
James?
He gave you the hint. One more time to guess it.
Oh, hold on.
F-150. There you go, buddy.
I was thinking as I was calling in, this could be a trick question, but
I will tell you, we do sell a lot of Fusions. Have discontinued that car. We still got about 40 or 50 of them still sitting out there. Great prizes on rebates and things on those Fusions, but F-150 is by far our best-selling truck model we have, James, and so I'm glad you got it. I'm glad you get to go to the Chili Bowl. James, you've never been, correct?
Nope, never. All right. Been.
And you get to go Thursday, so that's in my opinion, the third best day to go from that part. So it'll be a blast down there. Get down there, have some fun, everything else too. So congratulations on winning the tickets. And
all right.
Bet. And either come by and pick them up, James, or we can mail them out to you. But I bet you probably want to come pick them up. That's what I'll almost bet.
Yeah, I'll come pick them up.
All right, James. Congratulations. And we'll see you out here soon to get your tickets.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Okay, just about 3 minutes left on the show, gentlemen. And forgot to hang him up. Huh,
yeah, Josh? forgot to in the call with James.
So 316-462-3673. Anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, just a few minutes left here on the show. Gave away some great tickets for Chili Bowl from that part. So thanks everybody for watching, listening. Now that we're on this podcast series, you can go back and watch us other places other than just Facebook Live. You can pick us up on YouTube Live. As we grow this program, we're going to have more other channels and everything available for you as we continue to grow this show that I started back in, kind of figure that out, 04.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. So anyway, didn't get many callers.
But keep that knowledge handy, because that may be a trivia question later on.
Hey, never thought of that. That should have been what our question was. Okay, Nick, did you get everything covered on the shocks with the new package we have with Allgaier and Fox Shocks?
I think
that we're going to have at Milhelm and Ford Racing. Come out and check out the Fox Shocks. Come out and check all the things out at Milhelm and Ford Racing. Also, dates to keep on your calendar. February 13th is our open house. Going to have all kinds of things out here, all kinds of vendors and specials and things going on. So make sure you tune in to the show that day, but also get out here to Milhelm Ford February 13th. I'm trying to think what else dates. Of course, the races started yesterday out at Phoenix.
Yep, the Wild West Shootout.
So that's all week long out there. Catch that up on Flow Racing, or check it out the day later on Racing Dirt. Our partners there are our buddies at Racing Dirt. From that part, too, we'll have it a day later. From that part. So a lot of things action there. I can't believe race season's already upon us, but then I think it's – then we go roll into not till February for the next
Daytona.
Set.
Daytona.
Daytona.
Yep. And USMTS kicks off in February somewhere. I can't remember where that's at, too. Yep.
So
anyway, gentlemen, no more callers, no more things. Nick, any last comments, questions, anything on the Fox Shocks or anything going on at Milhelm Ford Racing at all?
Check out MitchFordRacing.com.
New webpage, right?
New webpage. Lots of cool stuff on there. Order online. Pick it up. We'll ship it to your door. Anything over $99 ships for free.
Check it out. That, right? Free shipping.
It's cool.
Free shipping, Josh. Anything from the service side?
You know, we had that one caller on the tires, and definitely if you're looking for a set of tires, you're not going to find a better place to buy tires as far as value and what we have to offer and just the number of tires that we can get you the right tire for sure. So come see us on that side of things.
All right, gentlemen, let's sign it off. It's almost up on the clock, and there it is, 10 o'clock. Everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the great questions on Facebook Live and YouTube Live, the comments, everything there. Tune in every Saturday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock for the show. But most importantly, next Saturday, we'll be live from the Chili Bowl with Justin Allgaier and Brian Holbert, the track announcer for the Chili Bowl. Everybody, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday.